You just hit it right on the head because it's about balance, right? Because you,
yeah.
you as being melanated people, cultural people, we have ways that could strengthen our immune, that could strengthen our minds, that what we eat, how we think, these
Amen.
Things are
yeah.
vital for
That's
for
right.
us. But we can't forget where we are. And there are, like you just said, there's medications out there that could also help and support. So it's not, you can't, it's not just one way of going about things. I
not
like
at
say,
all.
You know, like
not
prevention
all.
Is better than cure, I like to say. So you want to eat healthy and think healthy before, you know, you want to do what you have to do before you get to that point. But like I said,
yeah.
you're setting an amazing example. Like, again, it's awesome to be able to see you on the Bell Talks and to see you on all those platforms. Like, you're doing exceptional things.
There you go. Because I had to balance myself. There's no way if I was running around as this manic person, Bell would have reached out to me.
Correct. Exactly.
So it was like ground myself. I have the knowledge. It's just like balancing out. It just slowed everything down. The knowledge and the technology was. I was strapped to a bed at the hospital at the Allen Memorial, and I was telling them that I was going to be one of the richest men in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all they did was give me more medication.
Like, right. He's not ready yet.
but now that I've slowed it down. I mean, people are having car accidents because they're driving around Canada and they go, isn't that oddly up on the billboard? And I'm on commercial, and I just did CBC last month. You can't ask that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I just did Lori Bell of Canada just asked me to do last month to speak to their employees, because especially now with the COVID, depression, people who weren't even depressed now are depressed.
Exactly.
And they're reaching out to me in a sense where, as I said, mental health is like a blue chip stock, not even cancer. Right now, if you had some money and you wanted to invest it, it would be into mental health.
Okay? Wow.
So I'm very privileged, and it's only God or the creator himself that have brought me to where I am, because I don't take a lot of this credit. Like, all of these guys are running around saying that they're the greatest basketball player or the greatest this and that. Who have they ever saved? Right?
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, as opposed to paying the teachers and the nurses and the frontline workers right now, you know, why should you pay some basketball player or some sport player for hitting a ball, you know? I just think it's all wrong on that level.
I hear you. I'm sorry to cut you, but we want to say. So definitely what we want to do. So we will, on our Empower Hour page, we're going to plug your page so people could definitely get in contact with you, follow you, and basically support everything that you're doing, because you're doing amazing things within the community. For those who are interested and would like to get their hands on the book, oddly enough, you could directly get in contact with us at the Empower Hour. You could get in contact with the OFC. You can contact Audley Coley directly, but we will make the books available. If you guys don't have our contacts, please take it now, 514-651-4545. And you can get in contact with the OFC at any time, and we will get a copy of Oddly Enough for you. Oddly, what are your final words? Go ahead, that you would like to leave for the people?
Well, first of all, as I said, anybody, what do you want for Christmas? Okay, I'm going to put it out there. What do you need for Christmas? What? No, I'm telling you what you need for Christmas. You need an Oddly Enough
yes.
book under that Christmas
nice
tree.
Gift.
Yes.
And that's what's
you,
up.
You don't want any present. Your best present to yourself is a good wellness, a mental health wellness. And you have to be well for yourself before you can be well for others.
Amen.
And on the last note, as I said, I'm King, you have to have a routine. Okay, this is my mantra.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a good night's sleep, okay? Eat properly and exercise, because what saved me was getting back to my dance.
Mm.
And, you know, dancing, exercise, and the other healing, when I went to my bipolar, I started to do Tai Chi, which I did for over 15 years. So Tai Chi, yoga, salsa dancing, any kind of movement is going to help you. And
awesome.
The Amen. Fight that we're having, I understand the last time, is that they took away the bass from our drums.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, King.
Arthur, that's a whole other topic, and she like that is like you're anyway. Because that's a heavy one. It's part of our rhythm. It's part of our. It keeps us balanced. But anyways, we won't deep dive. Maybe when we go into that, we'll have Westcan come on so they could talk about the power of the drum and all kind of different things. But Ardley, Coley, thank you so much for being with us this morning on the Empower. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you're doing.
I'm empowered. You got me going, man. Because I got up, you know, and you know. Oh, big shout out to my press agent. Thanks, Magalie.
Oh, big shout out, Maggie.
Je t'aime beaucoup.
Awesome. Okay, Ardley, thank you. Much love, Ardley. Thank you again for being
all
with
right.
us.
All right, buddy. Later.
Bye, Ardley.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Please remember that you were Africans before you became anything else.
You guys like the little twist at the end?
Yeah, what was that? What's going on there?
Yes, Burna Boy's mom, just reminding everybody that you're African before anything else. Big shout out, Burna Boy's mom.
Burna Boy.
Her and I, we talk, you know what I mean? So sometimes I get dropped from her.
I won't talk about Burna Boy today.
No?
No, he did something bad.
What?
Oh,
Trish,
no.
Man. It's
Trish, this is the Empower Hour, not the sad hour.
We'll talk about it off air. Burna Boy, I still like your music, but geez Louise, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That's how you starting up community updates?
I know,
I'm
Trish.
So sorry. Like, community updates, where we empower the community.
On
I did that twice today, yeah, you guys know right? that.
I know. Trish, wait, hold on. Did I give my intro? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
You did, I'm sorry, but sadder news. Excuse me.
Yes.
You did mention it earlier on today, just to center, again, our condolences to Pastor Sarah's family and loved ones. She did pass a few days ago. Mm-hmm. She was Pharaoh, myself's pastor, back in the day when we used to go to church.
Go to church, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So condolences to her, her family, and loved ones.
Yeah, and like what really sucks in these times is just that because we're all in isolation, like it's...
Yeah.
And when you're in mourning, it's something to be able to get a hug from a person, you know, something. And to have to mourn kind of alone.
Exactly.
And guys, yeah. like the pastor's house is a house that you go to and it's bumping all the time.
Yeah.
Like, there's just people there, there's food there, there's vibes there. You know, and when I found out, I just went. I was like, I'm not calling nobody. I don't want them to tell me I can't come. So I'm...
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to go. But it was like, but the vibe is just like, and I guess that's one thing that was just sad is because it's just like we can't even mourn properly, you know, with our people
so
and stuff
sad.
Like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, so that's just what it is.
Yeah. We lost a couple of people in the U.S. on my mom's side. And I can't do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom's cousin, and his kids were I'm really close with. And so my one cousin, she's alone in New York. Mm-hmm. Like, the
oh,
rest
I'm so
of them
sorry.
Are down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And like, when I speak to her, I just want to hug her. I almost want to be like, let's just drive to the border and
right,
see each
and
other.
See each other real
and have,
quick.
Like, a conversation.
Yeah, anything.
From the border.
From both tough. Of you, let me just ask you guys from this standpoint. Could you guys say like one thing that you remember about Pastor Sarah, like that people can resonate with? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's something that we can do to celebrate her life on the show today? What's something nice and positive
about her?
So
when Pastor Sarah preached,
yes,
she preached for the back of the room.
Yes.
Okay,
like,
amen.
You we didn't have the greatest mics. We may do it what we had.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
you heard that to the end of the room. But as soon as she stopped preaching, you sat and you talked to her. Let me tell you the soft voice that she would have, that
oh, wow.
kindness, the personability, and if you paid attention, the jokes.
Right.
Okay.
So if you paid attention, the jokes. But like it was really, when she spoke, when she preached, she spoke from her spirit. And then when she sat with you and spoke with you, she spoke from her human side,
mm-hmm.
that quiet side, that from the heart, yeah.
Nice.
For me, it's two things come to mind. One is that you could never be hungry around Pastor.
Wow.
She will make sure that you're fed, make sure you have thing to eat, and, you know, like, just make sure everybody was good.
Good, okay.
And it's it was she would say some harsh things because, like, myself and my brother were just not serious when it came to just getting stuff done.
Okay.
In church, it was just like, yeah. And she'd tell us we have so much potential, and, you know, like, she wants us to see so much. And she would talk real harsh.
Right.
But it was like with love on her lips, you know.
But I'm sure that led you for a long way.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what it is. And it's like, and that's really what it is. And, you know, just knowing that, you know, she's there, she has your back, and she's just expecting, you know, the best from you. And, like, you know, she'll give you those harsh words, but she's saying with love. You know what I mean?
Well, that's good.
That's Pastor Sarah, man. So,
celebrate,
you know,
her life.
Big shout out, West Island Church of God. You guys keep your head up.
Amen.
Keep your head up. So before jumping into current events, there's some past events that went on.
Yeah, man. So just yesterday and day before, so we had mentioned it enough. Last week, Chili had time to dance all over the event and try to bat it up. I don't know. But we were talking about, I felt he was vexed about the event. I don't know why. But anyways. It was the summit, the Afro summit. They hosted a 2-day summit. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Heavy topics. It was amazing. I have to say, like, the turnout was exceptional. I know we had over 100 people that attended online, which
very
was
nice.
Ill. We had all kind of different amazing speakers. We touched on different subjects like education. We're talking about health. We talked about everything, the relationships, economics. It was something that was very, very necessary. Big shout outs to all the dignitaries that took part. We got a nice message from Valerie Plante. All kind of different. I say message because she didn't physically take part. But still good to have her, you know, acknowledging what we're doing. And just some of the quick takeaways. And I wanted to mention this because we're gonna talk about it a little bit more next week. But it was about relationships. Mm-hmm. And I know we keep talking about touching on this, like, you know, strengthening the melanated relationships and just, you know, like what that looks like. And one of the speakers had addressed the fact that he feels that people should be welcome to be in any relationship, right? So you could be in a biracial relationship. He's saying what the problem is almost similar to, like, that brown, I think it was a brown doll study that they did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because what's happening, he's like, they had spoken to a group of young boys.
Okay.
And they asked them what beauty was. And they basically identified the white woman.
Yeah.
As beautiful. Mm-hmm. So now,
the Western standard.
You know what I mean? And so that's where it's a problem. Right. So it's not necessarily, the problem is not within the biracial relationships. The problem is the fact that our youth are not seeing themselves as beautiful. And
okay.
So they're looking to other races.
Got completely. It.
That's okay. Like, I was waiting till next week when we talked about it.
Okay.
But that's very much so what I'm in line with. It's not about, like, your relationship. If we strip it down and you're saying because you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't match the color of your skin is the same problem as anything else that we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about what you're being taught in terms of the self-hate.
Exactly.
Facts.
Yep.
It's the self-hate that's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what we have to repair.
That's it. 100%.
You know, and then I have to give a shout out to David Archer. Hold on. You have the excerpt? I'm trying to find it here. Big shout out to David Archer because he was another speaker. And there was, I'm trying to remember, what hit, he had hit something super heavy. Okay, awesome. Thank you. So he was asked, so this is another excerpt. So, he was asked, why are we always focusing on the past? Basically, I'm paraphrasing. Okay. Like, as black people, why are we focusing on the past? And what he really just gave as an explanation, which again was super heavy, was just that if you don't acknowledge the past, you can't make any corrections moving forward.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's really, so it's like he said, we focus on the past to explain the differentials outcomes in the present. So it's really, it's a matter of you cannot forget the past. Mm. Because if you forget the past, you're taking the risk of repeating it.
Yes.
That's
right?
True.
So it's super heavy. And I just, you know, like, again, I got to give a huge shout out, Edouard Stocco, the entire team at the summit. I'm on the board at the summit. I'm the VP. And I know the team put a lot of work into getting that up and running. So big shout out to everybody. And, you know, and big shout out to the community for taking part, because the numbers were huge. I think it's still available on our page. So for those who might have missed it live, you could still join us. You could still go back and take part. Oops.
To that point about the past, I do want to say that forgiveness is not for the other person. It's
for yourself. Absolutely.
And so I think what we need to talk about is it's not, let's stop the narrative of, like, oh, let's forget about what happened in the past. You don't want to do that because you do want to learn from that. But
right.
If we want to heal from the past,
of course,
we do have to forgive.
Right.
And I say that with not necessarily a heavy heart, because I know it's tough. I mean,
right.
What we, the black people, went through, we are still going through it.
Oh, yes, we are.
But we do need to start forgiving on certain levels, mm-hmm. for ourselves.
Exactly.
Not for them,
exactly.
For ourselves.
And we have to understand, too, that healing also takes time.
Yeah.
Now, we can't rush healing. Everybody's healing is different. Everybody, you know, it takes some. You have up days, you have down days. Healing is like an ongoing journey. You cannot tell someone, just get over it, you should be healed by now. That 100%. Is not how that works. 100%. Healing is different for everyone, and I think a lot of people need to actually understand that as well. You can't rush someone's healing. Period.
Facts.
And speaking of black excellence, Black Enterprise posted on Brittany Rose, who received $25,000 from Amex to expand the Black Girl Math Jick, an initiative designed to provide basic math confidence in black girls.
Amen. That's really huge. Great.
That's amazing.
That's really great.
I loved math. Math was my thing. You want to know why math was my thing? Because you had a right and a wrong answer.
Of course.
So if I got 90%, it's because I know I got 10 answers wrong.
Right.
Right.
When I wrote an essay and the teacher decided, like, meh, that's a B plus. Why?
Exactly.
Why is that a B plus?
How does that add up to a B plus?
If you're telling me it was riddled with errors and grammatical errors and you take out points, sure. But because you didn't like
I
how I wrote that
what
paragraph.
You're saying, yes.
Anyway, I digress.
I have to say, math is not my strong suit at all. I just know when there's money in my bank account, right? And if it doesn't add up, that's a problem. That's it for me. See all this pi and algebra and all that? Nope.
But here's the thing I want to tell the people
it's
as
not
well,
great.
Right?
It's not great.
That rhetoric of am I even going to use this in real life? Yes, you will. And I'm going to tell you I used algebra it came down to calculating margins, when it came down to finding out how much money per hour I was making on consultants.
Anderson.
So and that's what made me profitable and
now
in my business.
In your business, right. Now
I do a 9-to-5, but I was still in the business of me.
Okay, gotcha. Now have you ever used a pie chart though?
Listen, that's not the type of science I do.
Okay, that's what you said.
But somebody's
Hold
doing
on.
It.
You did say
somebody's
that.
Doing
I'm
it.
I'm not saying that.
Black figures.
You can do it, right?
Black figures. That's all I'm saying.
I never used a pie chart in my life. P?
Yeah. What?
Did you ever use a pie chart in your life?
Well, yes, now I have. We have all kind of surveys going on. So I do actually have to watch pie charts and see who. But that's
not
just
pie charts. That's, no.
Not like that, like man. The 3.14.
Oh, that?
Yes.
Nah, man. Who uses that? In everyday? Everyday life?
On a daily, bro.
What am I supposed to do with 3.4 in my life?
3.14. Remember that little sign?
No. Okay, no.
What about BEMDAS? Anybody remember BEMDAS?
Listen. Linda, listen. Okay? I know what I used.
Brackets.
Okay? I'm here for... You said brackets? I can't.
Is that what E is? The BEM? B-E-M?
M-D-A or BEMDAS. One or the other. Depends.
BEMDAS.
No, you know what I do? You want to know why? Because TELUS, every month, they have these contracts. And you have to do the calculation on the equation.
TELUS should be doing that for you.
And yet, no. Okay.
TELUS should be doing that for you. What the hey is this big old company doing? They're not doing
how
their own bed
guys
mass.
Are deep diving mid community update.
Sorry. I'm just saying math is important.
Well, that's where it came from. And we go back to congratulating Brittany Rhodes on the math.
Brittany Rhodes, you are making differences, okay? math is cool. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise.
No,
it's
math
important
is cool.
And it's necessary.
Not for me, though.
And by the way, math is still a science. And then when we're talking about success in life and women in math, that also allows you to go into computer science.
Amen.
And
that's what's up.
And in this day and age, programming is the new language.
So, and you are correct. And I'm going to hire someone to do that for me. One of these black girls.
There we
Amen.
Go. Yes, one of these black
listen,
girls.
I won't go outside of the community. I'm just saying.
I like it.
Okay.
I don't use
pie. Right.
So I want to give a quick shout out to Kelly. So she's part of our counterpart radio station, CJLO.
Hey, Kelly.
Sugar Kelly. She's awesome. But I wanted to just give her a shout out because she helped with Women on the Rise. There was a clothing drive. And so she has an awesome picture here, like two trunkfuls of, stuff that they had collected. So big shout out to her and to the community for helping to support. They were able to bring basically the initiative was to put together warm clothing for women, children.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
And stuff like that.
Really wow.
And it was an awesome project. So for Women on the Rise and the Projet Octotone du Québec. So big shout out.
Big shout out. That's great.
Amazing. So we have some reminders. We touched upon this last week. Cards and DVDs for sale.
Yep. The ORC, we still have them. It's fundraiser time. So if anybody's interested, I will plug it on our page again. But we have these beautiful vintage like gift cards that were produced by a member from within the community, Leon Llewellyn. And so we're selling them a pack of six for they're discounted. So it's $30 for a pack of six. Or you can buy, I think it's each, it's like $7.50 or something like that each. We also have 8x10s of the same images. They're beautiful.
What are the images? Elaborate a little.
Yeah, so one, like, basically we have these beautiful ones. One is a father holding a child. Another one's a mother holding a baby. Then we have a drummer. We have another one, which is just like a little boy, but and another one's which is a young woman, and then and then the third, the sixth one is what they call three wise men. And it's beautiful. But it's like, you could see, it's like, you know, hand drawn. It's amazing. And like I said, we have them from 1977 or 1971, when, like, we have all the authentic cards from back then. Like, it's it's beautiful. Great. Beautiful. Wow, you know, so it's a piece of history. You know, so anybody who wants to support, we still also have a couple of copies of The Hidden Colors left. So for those who have not seen it and would like to get your hands on it, this is our last batch of Hidden Colors. So definitely, you guys, if you haven't gotten it and you still have a DVD player, because, you know, some people don't, you definitely want to get your hands on The Hidden Colors. We have the entire series from 1 to 5 for $100. So, you know, they usually sell for like $30 each. So it's a pretty sweet deal. Great, you know, educate yourself over the holidays. It'll be something you will not regret. Mm-hmm. And like we had said, next week we're discussing building the melanated relationships. It's going to be something exciting.
Great.
Exciting.
Great.
Fantastic. And so I have my black facts.
Yay.
Black facts.
I like these. I like these a lot.
Yes. So as I mentioned last week, I'm doing kind of like an advent calendar and just giving a couple of black facts that happened in history. So December 4th, 1906 was the first black frat, Alpha Phi Alpha, the fraternity that was created in Cornell University in New York by 7 college men, brotherhood amongst African descendants in this country, the country being the U.S. You know, I talked about Different World last week.
Yes.
And watching that, I used to be like, oh, I want to be in a sorority and frat and whatnot. Probably went to pass the hazing as soon as they would tell me anything about hazing.
Hazing.
I'm like, I'm out. Nooses. But there was something really nice about that. I love that. I love what that brings. And so that's a nice little black fact there. Mm-hmm. On December 5th, 1935, Mary McLeod Bethune, I don't know if I pronounced that right, established the National Council of Negro Women, the NCNW. And so from the outset, the NCNW officials focused on creating relationships with other organizations and federal agencies. They began sponsoring educational programs. In 1938, the NCNW held the White House Conference on Government Cooperation and the Approach to the Problems of Negro Women and Children.
Nice. Okay.
Yes.
Very nice.
On December 8th, 1925, Sammy Davis Jr. was born. That's his birthday. Hey. Entertainer and activist. Hey. Y'all know Sammy, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Used to come to Montreal regular.
All right.
Didn't he live here?
Powerful.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I lived here for a little bit. Okay. I remember Malik Shaheed talking about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay, that's interesting.
Sammy's fire. And December 9th, 1961, Tanzania proclaimed independence.
Hey.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. So happy Independence Day to Tanzania.
That's it. Happy
December 9th yesterday.
Right, that was yesterday?
Yay.
Yep. And December 10th, 1964, Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, yeah,
I love it.
That's dope.
So
okay.
That was today.
1964. Sweet. Thank you for the black facts.
Amen.
I just, again, anybody who wants to reference them, check them out on our page, The Empower Hour. I plugged our black facts there, so you could go back and reference them if you want. So with that, let's give DJ Bobby Payne. Hold on, am I starting this up right? You guys know me, every time. It's always like a...
Every time.
Blessings. This is DJ Bobby Payne, man. Right now I got Sean Miller from Montreal, Trey Lamont from Montreal. We got Azai from Montreal and Cali Pop from Montreal. Let's go!
The money ran over your body.
Yeah!
I've been 100 or more, something so special about you. The way that you bounce on the floor, you was the life of the party. Some of your girls,
you popping a been dancing to Cardi. And I got more bottles in store, yeah. And after the bottles, you're going back up to my crib, yeah. You're popping a push, we're having discussion, lean, yeah.
Yeah!
I fuck you so good, I'm singing like Celine. I'm living my life like a dream, yeah. Or is this all just a fantasy? Yeah. Or is it gonna be you and me?
If she tryna throw it at me, I'ma beat it up, girl. I ain't gonna play games. Heard you f with lames. I ain't talking about change. Girl, I ain't gotta lose change. You change or you keep going through the same thing. Whatever she say. If she tryna throw it at me, I'ma beat it up, girl. I ain't gonna play games. Heard you f with lames. Ain't talk about change. Girl, I ain't gotta lose change. You change or you keep going through the same thing. Whatever she say, I do my way. Walk through the lane, ain't nothing changed. Then we got changed, then we got changed. Before I felt rain, and I felt pain. Know my check nasty, getting fancy. Did it dancey, in it, nigga do it classy. In a Rolls Royce, did it, ayy, in a backseat. Come savage, moving trashy. Bird, but she moving sassy. This when I met that bitch at Maxi. She was heading for a taxi.
Turn it up.
That's Texas. Ain't no USD, round two, that's frequency. Praying I don't do a B&E. Said you wasn't, but you really be feeling me. You ain't playing with no kid, don't be kidding me. Keep the walking with the talking, let it match up, let it spark. Whatever she say. Ooh. If she tryna throw it at me, I'ma beat it up, girl. I ain't gonna play games. Heard you f with names. I ain't talking about change. Girl, I ain't gonna lose change. You change or you keep going through the same thing.
Like an
808. Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Head to toe. Here we go. Boom like an 808.
You know what you mean to me.
Making circles like a figure eight.
You know what you mean to me.
Feels good from head to toe.
Yeah.
Here we go. Everything I touch will turn to gold.
Oh Lord!
Everything I touch will turn to gold.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Whoa!
Everything I touch will turn to gold. Everything I touch will turn to gold.
Nothing in this world gon' get handed to you. That's why I do not understand why you jealous of me. Put your own foot forward and go get you some. Stalking all my flexes ain't gon' get you none. They try to tell me I changed, but that ain't a bad thing. Why they
jealous of me?
And I don't know why.
Why they jealous of me?
I don't know
why they jealous of me. Jealous,
where I'm at, well, let me tell you about it.
Oh,
I put my city on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Heads up, everybody run. Call outside and he say he got a gun. Looking like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga. Aware that the nigga is better. All my skits is picking the litter. Never bitter. Looking straight to anime. Me, I never hate the cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, eat the man cake. Good, eat the man great. Order
woman know that she take off all her clothes. You know how it go, made a piece of man with
this. This is DJ Bobby
Payne. Best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I let the damn tape. Rest in peace, and it won't go beef. Secret server couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the world, my round when I call. Got bitches out of my mind.
Pull up and forget me the neighbor. They know many is darker than they do. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up and forget me the neighbor. They know many is darker than they do. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up and put up on your neighbor. They know many is darker than they do. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up and put up on your neighbor. They know many is darker than they do. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my all of you niggas are sinning. What is your purpose of spitting? It's making me live it. Are you a phony or fake? I think you can make a decision. I just been winning, I just been sinning. I bring the fire and hell to the kitchen. Don't take a job with Chewbacca, a doctor to stop me from blowing the fuck out of sinning. Ay, oh wow, need to book a show now. Working on my own now. Need to keep my toes down. Pretty little Joan now. She just gotta blow out. Getting in my zone now. I'm losing control now. They know many is darker than they do. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up and put up on your neighbor. They know many is darker than they do. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up.
I walked in the corner with the body screaming, daughter. Never saw the back when looking like Pablo in the corner. It's gon' make me feel the way I'm gonna kill my lord.
Right back, folks. We're back.
It's on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos. Bobby Payne. Look at that.
Bobby Payne.
I need one of those drops.
I know. Yeah, we
need one
drops.
Of those drops. I have to actually, drop? Actually, I have a drop for this show. But anyways, I actually have a drop.
Come dropping on us, man.
I do. I have a drop for this show. Ooh. I have two drops. One for us and one for me, of course. Hello. Anyways, folks, ooh, it is coffee conversations time. Does everybody have their coffee cup? Are you guys ready for this one today? So I just want to know. This is all my coffee conversations, they stem from, you know, my conversations with my own family and my friends. Mm-hmm. So I have a question for you, G.
Yeah.
Are you the comedian in your family?
The thing is, I feel like we're all comedians.
Okay, okay.
So outside of the family, I think I'm regarded like that way. But okay, within the family, we're just a bunch of norms in our ways.
Okay, are you the comedian amongst your friends?
I'd say so
for myself as well. So for me, I am the person, as you guys can tell, my energy is crazy or whatever. It's always like that. Not always, but always. So I was having this conversation with one of my cousins, and she's like, "You're the comedian in the family." And I'm like, "Really?" I took it as a compliment, you know? So I was like, "Listen, I got to look this up. I got to put this on the show." So today we're doing 10 signs you're the comedian in the family. Pharaoh, are you the comedian in your family?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we will see after these 10 signs.
You're one amongst.
No, my family is pretty funny in general, but okay, I'm probably the funniest.
That's a lie.
Okay.
But okay.
All right. No, so everybody grab your coffee cups and let's go. So today we have 10 signs that you are the comedian in your family.
All right.
Awesome.
Number one, the party doesn't start until you get there.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
No. You're tripping.
But
not from a comedian perspective, but that because I'm always on time.
Okay.
So, yeah, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, number two, your family likes to antagonize you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if they like to antagonize me or not.
They don't antagonize me. I'm the youngest, but everybody knows not to play around.
They do because we play a lot of board games in our family and stuff, and I'm elite. So they don't like that I'm elite sometimes, and so you know,
elite?
Like, yeah, elite.
What's that?
It's just because I'm the greatest.
Right, Gina the Great, that's her name.
Oh.
Did you forget?
Okay, no,
you
no,
gave
no,
it to
no,
me. I have a question.
I know,
though.
You're absolutely right.
On the games, I'm going to keep going, but on the games to you guys, on the games, like in your house, and I don't know if you guys play board games in your house, we do in my house, but are you guys competitive? Because I know nobody comes with a smoke around me.
There is no other way.
Exactly, because I'm on the winning team always.
Elite title.
Yeah, no, big time.
Yeah, so we're winners at this time.
I try to not be so competitive because there's children. So
You have to spare the children. Do you spare the children, though?
Not always.
I don't spare the children
always.
At all.
I feel like I'm doing them a disservice.
Yeah,
but I'm not even allowed to play the baby shower games anymore.
Oh, snap.
No, Gina goes in, though. Yo, that's why.
Like, yeah, and they're just like, you're getting all the gifts. You're getting all the prizes.
You know, the thing with me is I'm a bad winner. You're going to hear about my win 2020 all the way up until 2025. I don't stop.
Mm. Only if you were beaking, though. Like, I won't be a sore winner. Unless you were
I'm a wicked winner.
If you were beaking, I will let you know.
I
about
won
yourself.
One of my very good
Talk
friends.
Nice to me.
That's what I'm saying. I won one of my very good friends at Christmas in Madden, and I don't know how to play football. Right. And I smashed him up. I beat him. He still hears from it, sir. Okay. We're gonna play again. Anyways, number two. Everything is material. Even if you don't realize it, you overhear conversations and twist what they're saying to make a joke.
Nah, I'm not.
Everything is comedic,
like
rich material. No,
no, no. Well, that's different.
Drink up if you're that person.
Is, everything is comedic. That I could drink to. I do find a way to laugh at every circumstance.
Yeah, so everything is comedy material. Right. That's what it basically means. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I don't take it and tell myself, ooh, I'm gonna make a joke about that.
Okay.
Later. No. But in the moment, I could laugh at something that's uncomfortable.
Okay.
To laugh instead of crying.
Yeah, big time.
Perfect. Are you an expressionist? Not only do you have a ton of dramatic expressions of your own, but you have everyone of your family's goofy expressions mastered very well. So you could imitate your mom, your dad, your aunties, all that stuff. Can you guys do that? I could. Totally.
My colleagues want to meet my parents so bad because they're under the impression that I'm doing a false imitation.
Really?
All the kids do it the same. Right. It's not just me.
Who do you imitate? Who are you imitating?
Both of them. My dad and my mom.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes. 100%.
I do a very good impression of my father. Mm-hmm. P, what about you?
No, I'm not really into impressions like that. No, but I do come up with all kinds of sayings that I get people to just...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just be making them up.
That's good. You can make fun of yourself is number four.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I can easily make fun of myself.
Of
I always do. I do it here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I do it.
Normal.
100%. You are an imitator, meaning expressions and words aren't the only way to make a joke. If you can imitate everyone's mannerisms, then it's likely you're one of the funnier members of your family.
You know, I got to give that to my son.
Mannerisms.
But I think that's the same thing with when I do my parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it comes with the mannerisms, but I don't go around just, like, mimicking people.
Exactly, for no reason. Farrah, as a father, do you see your children mimicking you?
I kind of do still, yeah.
Yes, I was going to ask you that.
My son and my daughter do it. Like, they
how's your reaction? You're like, yo, don't be me. Like, what's going on? What do you say?
Nah, I find it mad funny. What are you talking about? That's great.
But do you ever see them and you're like, yo, that's the me in you and you don't like it? Has that ever happened to you?
No, I can't say I don't like it. I'm like, yes.
Okay, so you accept it for what it is.
In you. Awesome.
Yeah. Now I feel like the aunt. Now I'm just like,
you see that in any of your
that's
nieces?
That's what our parents and our aunt felt like. Yeah.
But do you see that? I see that in both
nephew
of my
sometimes
nieces.
Sometimes he says things and I'm just like, you're a little too smart.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my niece. Mm-hmm.
And I want to boof you, but then that's the wrong thing. I need you to express yourself in a sense, but like, you're talking to grown folk.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Number six, you have a dirty mind. Drink up if you've got a dirty mind.
Well, yeah.
I mean.
Like, don't we all?
In the right time and place.
You know, church and stuff like that.
He said church.
Church?
No, isn't that where you have to deflect your mind? No?
Number seven. Number seven, everybody just grab their coffee cups because that was something. Number seven, you make people laugh without meaning to. Farrell just did that.
Yes, that's
me. Yeah, 100%. So, because sometimes I'm like, wait, what's the joke? Serious?
Right?
Wait, that's my feeling.
Exactly. Why are you laughing, though? Why are you laughing? This number eight goes right into the same thing. Jokes are constantly forming in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Same here.
Mm-hmm.
You're the meme king or queen, so you send out memes or memes or whatever you guys call it all the time.
I thought you said mean, because I do mean things and I find it funny too. But you're not talking mean.
No, not talking about that. So, what's going on with you?
No,
I may not be the mean queen or the gift queen either, but like, when I do send a gift, It's a good gift.
It's a good gift, eh?
Yeah, it's a good
like,
one, you know what I mean?
It's a good one. Okay, what do you find better as a gift center? Facebook gifts or WhatsApp gifts? Because I don't find them to be the same. I don't always find the same stuff.
So I'm not really on Facebook like that. Mm. So it's a WhatsApp gift.
It's a WhatsApp
and
one.
I can search my WhatsApp gifts. And I can search my iPhone gifts too. So
okay.
It's a little easier.
Okay, P, what about you? Are you a meme king?
You guys know I have no time for that. I'm not searching on memes. I'll quicker take a picture of my middle finger and send it to you. Just because
that's not a meme.
No, but
Farrow?
it's a good. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to. You see
well,
what I mean?
How is that a joke?
No, it's funny to me. I'm laughing, dying when I do it. Like what are you? Yeah, I'm
Someone
laughing right now. Shit.
This is why he's come not give your husband a hug. Yeah.
This is why he's not the comedian.
No, but
family.
I find that anyways. You guys, I know you guys got different humor.
Come, you need a hug. I'm asking your wife to come give you a hug. Jeez Louise. Number 10, people like being around you. Well, I could say yes to myself for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say so. I think so.
I think
people,
so.
Do you?
You guys like being around me?
Not really. But so that's why I'm like, I guess it's...
You said not really?
Yeah,
you don't like being around me?
That is what I said, yeah. No, well, just... I don't know. I just...
Is this the rude hour or the empower hour? I don't...
Wow!
What
Carl,
just kidding.
What
we're
did
on
I
the,
do?
We're on the topic of making jokes. I thought that would be funny.
He said not really.
See, again... That was another one of those.
Ouch!
You don't get my humor.
You see,
exactly.
This is funny to me.
It's
sure
dark
my,
in here.
I'm
this
sure
morning.
My siblings are dying. You guys don't know good jokes.
I like being around you, Farrow. I'm going to kill you with kindness, yeah. Like I did to the lady at Farmer Free yesterday. And Gina, I like being around you too.
Thank you, Trish. It's always a pleasure.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
the feeling is mutual.
Okay, it's all love, Trish.
And
you know I love being around.
Yeah,
you.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm hard to resist, man. Mm-hmm. I got that effect on people. Anyway, so that was. Coffee
yeah,
conversation.
Pick up yourself though in life.
I do.
You do.
I sure do. I hope you guys had a good drink this morning. I hope it was either coffee or tea. That's what we're encouraging on the Power Hour, right?
That's exactly what it is. So I'm going to have you guys just fill some time because I was supposed to be getting ready for this next segment and I wasn't because I was enjoying the segment.
Oh, nice.
So,
I'm
yeah.
happy.
So I don't know if you guys want to talk about some random things while I get people ready.
What can we talk about?
I could talk about delusion when Farrow thought that he was the funny one in the family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could totally.
Damn you, Gina.
We could totally touch that. We could totally.
While we're on that note, I want to give a shout out to C Millions. Always tuning in. Big shout out, C Mills.
I also want to give a shout out to As Intended All Natural because she's always listening as well. I'll tell you who that is. This person, her name is Sabrina. And Sabrina, she sells natural oils, products. Beard stuff. So Sabrina, big shout out to you and Mr. Mark, my brother, for always listening. I appreciate you guys. You guys need to promote that beard oil because it's winter time and ooh, some beards
yes.
are getting dry. I'm
yes.
just catching dry beards, Sabrina.
Okay.
So please, as intended.
At least you're catching beards.
Ooh.
No, I just see. I'm not catching ooh. Anything. I'm not catching anything. Mm. I'm just saying. I'm seeing them. I'm a visual person.
Oh, okay.
So last week. Thanks, guys, for filling that air with just all kind of random stuff. So,
you're welcome. You know you can count on us, P.
Yes. So, last week we had a good time because basically, as you guys know, there's millions of dollars floating around. From the federal government. And if you guys don't know, well, then, yeah, look it up. There's millions of dollars floating around that the government is distributing to businesses. So, what we had last week is we had a couple of businesses come on air. Let us know what they're doing and then tell us what they would do with $250,000.
Yes,
and because we have all kind of, you know, politicians and important people that tune into us every morning religiously, it's an awesome opportunity to let people know why Gweezy.
Mm.
So we wanted to continue in that. So we have a couple of businesses lined up. So, okay. So first, let me stop joking around here. Set this up properly.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me. Jennifer, can you hear us? Hold on, wait.
Yeah, just a little bit louder.
Wait, can you turn it up on my phone? Maybe I think I was joking around the here? Phone. Yeah. Okay.
We can hear you, but it's just a little faint still. Hold on.
Check the wire. Make sure I have it plugged in good. Because we're hearing oddly just now. Like, yeah.
Jen, are you there?
We hear, but we're not hearing you good. Jen, could it be... Are you on speaker or you have me on the...
Hold on. Let me change that. Hold on.
This is what I love about live radio, people. And you guys are all part of real life happening right now. That's not the beat I wanted to play.
No. Can you hear me? Better?
Way
oh,
better, Jennifer.
Yay.
Welcome to the Empower Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Good morning,
up.
Guys.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning today.
It
oh,
sure
Lord.
Is. It sure is. And we are blessed to be here and blessed to have you.
And
thank you.
Amazing.
Yes.
So this is like our power round, all right? So you have 2 minutes. to to promote your business, you let people know what you do, and then I'm going to count you off, and you have a minute to say what you would do with $250,000.
Hey, let's do this.
All right.
Go ahead, Jen.
So the floor is yours. Go.
Okay. Hi, everyone. If you're listening, thank you. My name is Jennifer Mead. My business is Jam Vocal Performance School, and if you didn't know, it's actually Jennifer Adley Mead Vocal Performance School. So Jam is just not like that. It's my name. It was just in the name of Jesus.
I love that.
Listen, I'm a vocal school, and my goal is, and I've had the opportunity to do that, is to really develop and give young individuals, middle-aged, to just, you know, perfect the voice instrument to be the best that they can be with what they have, you know? It's been a passion of mine. I've had the opportunity of being able to work with incredible artists that are actually out now. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And it's just to actually encourage, let everyone know that you have a voice and it's an instrument, and any and everyone can use, learn how to develop it to its fullest potential.
Yes.
Whether you want to do it as a profession, whether you just want to do it because of the love of it. But no matter what you choose to do, you have the tools to go all the way. And that's what we do at Jam Vocal Performance School.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So now, all right. So that was the first part. Now people know what you do. So now, if you had, hold on, let me get my timer ready.
Right, get it ready.
Okay. So if you had $250,000, what would you do with it?
And go.
Okay, well, my vision is to be able to create an institute that will be well-known across America, to be able to provide tools for individuals, young and old, to come and to do a career. If they want to say, I want to have a career, I want to do a career, I want to be professional, I want to be able to provide the tools. So first of all, we expand, for sure. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when you do vocal training, if we don't understand, is that after you're done, and say you want to be a professional, then you have to go to find someone to record your music. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have to go to someone else to go and do a video. And then you're going to have to go and contact someone else to be your publicist. My vision is to be able to put everything in one place.
Nice.
So that it gives them an option. And if we're already with the student and I'm developing and we're developing this from the get-go, then I would love to know, listen, if you want to do this, we have the tools. Right. We have the platform to provide to get you there.
That's it.
All right.
Okay, Jen, that was really good. You're really passionate about that. We can hear it in your voice. And that's what we need. We need people who are passionate about what they want to do. So that is awesome.
It's my life. It's my love. And I am passionate about it.
That is great. That was great.
And I feel we're going to have to have you come back on the show.
Yeah, you'll have to do that again and talk a little bit more about that.
I can no longer hear you guys.
Oh, you can't hear us?
Hello?
Oh. Put down the phone. Yeah, are you there, Jen?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Great.
So, yeah, no, we were just saying that we definitely want to have you come back on and just to deep dive so more people can know about you. But in the meantime, we will plug you on Empower Hour page. Thank you for calling in, Jen.
And thank you. All the best
over the holidays.
All the best.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Woo! Exciting.
Yes, that was good. She was very passionate about hers.
I love it. So, guys, I hope you're enjoying this. And for those who are listening, like, we definitely want to create the opportunities for all the business owners within the community. So,
Amen. Definitely,
if you're listening and you're interested in shooting your shot and you feel like, yo, that's it. I can pitch my business in 2 minutes and I can tell you guys what I'll do with $250,000 and you will be on. Okay, hold on. For our next person.
Okay. Oh, we can go her next. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, hold on. Let's get this queued up. Russell, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Welcome to the Empower Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, Russell, you know the rules of the game. So you have 2 minutes to let the community know about your business, who you are, what you do, all that good stuff. 2 minutes. And then you have 1 minute to let us know what would you do with $250,000.
Certainly.
All right. So hold on. All right,
go ahead. Russell.
Talk about your business.
Hello, good morning, everyone. My name is Russell Brooks, and I'm a suspense thriller author, and I'm independently published. And that means I have my own team of collaborators that consists of an editor, a formatter, cover designer, publicist, marketing team, and other collaborators who help me with edit my books for technical details.
Nice.
Now, I just completed my fifth novel. It's called Jam Run, which is a sequel to a new series that I'm developing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the murder mystery set in Jamaica.
Go, Russell.
And it brings back, and it brings back my accidental amateur sleuth, Eddie Barrow, and his troublesome best friend, Corey Stevenson. Now, my first novel is an international espionage thriller that was published in 2010, and it's the first of three in that series. So, if you enjoy edge-of-your-seat suspense thrillers with conspiracies, martial arts, sex, betrayal, and revenge, then you don't need to look any further. Visit RussellParkway.com and download your ebook copies or order your soft cover paperback copies now.
Amen. Woo! Oh, Russell!
That was
Russell,
a
I'm kind of biased. I don't know if you remember. You were my camp counselor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he
was. What's
Malcolm
your name
Malcolm X Day Camp.
Yes, I remember Malcolm
it's
X
Trish.
Day Camp.
Yeah, well, you remember? Trisha! Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Trisha Henry.
That's right. Hey, little names. Yes, wow. Russell.
How did I forget you?
I know. Wow. I can never forget you, Russ. I'm gonna buy one of your books, though, for sure.
This is awkward. Guys,
okay.
Guys, this
sorry,
is awkward.
Sorry. But I'm going to contact you, Russell, just to say what's up, okay?
Sure.
Oh, it's good to hear you. I was like, oh, I know him.
Yeah.
It's so great to hear from you. See how my kids turned out.
I know. We all turned out great, most of us.
Yes, and you make me feel so old.
Great.
Stop it.
You guys done? You guys
yeah,
done?
We're done. Russell, I'm going to contact you, okay, hon?
I'm in the middle of a game here. You guys seem to... Okay, thanks.
We got one more person.
No, Russell didn't even do his $250,000 pitch yet.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Russ. Yeah, go ahead. I'm so sorry. He's family. Right.
Yes, I realize that, but hold on. I want to switch up.
And the next person's family, too.
Yes. Okay, Russell, you got a minute.
Okay.
All right, and go.
Okay, so what I would do is I would hire black voice actors and rent a recording studio to produce an audiobook version of Jam Run.
Yes.
I would also hire a professional translator to translate the book into French, mm-hmm. and then hire black voice actors to help create the French audiobook version. Now, considering that 98% of the characters in Jam Run are black, mm-hmm. well, Jam Run will be my blackest novel yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I would then have my other novels translated, have audiobooks made of them in both English and French, and then I would hire someone who will convert each of my novels into screenplays. Now, I met a few of them at the Montreal Black Film Festival who took an interest in my work. Now, that way, I can increase my chances of having my books turned into movies. Now, this will not only benefit me, but just imagine how many jobs I can create within the community just starting with this project.
Amen.
That's good, Russ, that was
I
heavy.
Love it. I'm happy for you. You can hire me. I'm a voice actor, so I'll do it for you.
I like the idea of just keeping my circulator within the community.
Exactly. That's great. We're rooting for you.
Russell, thank you so much. We'll be plugging you on the Empower Hour page. Amazing pitch. Thank you. You're ready.
All right.
We'll talk soon,
you.
Russ.
Take care.
Sorry about that, Russ. We can give you a dry cut. Next, we have... Oh, hold on. I don't have a number. I thought I had it on there.
It's... Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, whoops.
You have it?
Yeah, just dial her in okay. here. So, yeah, no. So, first, you want to punch it in?
Did you?
No, go ahead.
Hold on. We're contacting the next person.
Yeah, so basically, so for those who are listening, so what I like, so Russ's pitch just now, again.
That was great.
Like Tiggy had mentioned it last week, too. It's just always good to just be ready, like when the opportunity comes. What I liked about... Jennifer pitched from a place with a lot of passion. You could tell she's into what basically she's doing. Couple key points that could have been addressed on Jen's side is that she didn't tell us the contact information, how to get in contact with her, so within her pitch she didn't promote herself, like just how you get in contact with her.
We are calling the next person.
Yes, this is
whom
awesome.
I also family.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. So your turn, Sabrina.
So you know the rules of the game. So basically, you know, we got to come up with a title for this game. But anyway, so the rules of this game. So you got 2 minutes to plug your business, what you do, and stuff like that. And then you're going to have a minute to let us know what you do with $250,000. Start now.
Go, Sabrina.
I'm Sabrina Carrington. I'm founder and owner of As Intended All Natural. I created this company because I wanted to make sure that people got back to things as God intended. Our products are filled with toxins, and people these days want to get back to a cleaner product. So I create everything for the hair and for the body so that we can, make our families healthier. We're very into what we eat, but we forget that what we put in our bodies is extremely as important as what we put on our bodies.
Mm.
And so people tend to forget about that. And so I want spread that awareness to people that is extremely important of what you put on your skin, because it does get into your body and it does extremely affect your health.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, I've been in the business since 2016. I've met a lot of people, spoken to a lot of people, and they all have the same concern. It's the toxins in their body product.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Awesome. So that's what you do. And so, and if people wanted to get your products and stuff like that, how do they get in contact with? Like, do you have holiday specials? Do you have things going on? You have another minute. So.
Okay. Right now, yes, they can reach me on Etsy and on the As Intended All Natural. I'm on Facebook, As Intended All Natural. Also on Instagram, @asintended_allnatural. I take orders, and I also do customized orders for people if they have specific skin issues and whatnot that they have. So they can DM me, message me, and contact me, and on any of these social medias.
Amazing. Okay, so now for the $250,000 question.
You got to tell us what you're going to do with it, okay, sis?
In a minute, and go.
Spread awareness. I want to do workshops. I want to increase my business. I want to hire people to help the ambassadors across Canada to help people such as Nova Scotia, who has very little hair products for Black community. Mm. And so I want to get these products out there. I want people to be aware that it is possible to live a cleaner and better life. So definitely a lot of workshops, and I want to teach people how to even make their own products. Mm-hmm. And so that's, and I also want these products on the, in stores, so people have options. Mm-hmm. On the shelf. Nice. I want options right out there. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
So marketing, workshops.
Lots of marketing.
And basically mass production to be able to get the product everywhere.
That's exactly it. I want ambassadors out there spreading the word that it is possible to live a cleaner life.
Sure is.
Amazing. And you did that within a minute.
Yay!
I tried.
You did great. You did great, sis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank you guys very much. It was this is a wonderful opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's no our problem. Pleasure. Stay well. We have one more.
Talk to you soon, Sissy.
So this is exciting.
This is interesting. I'm getting goosebumps in all this stuff. This is great.
This is cool. And it's I love the idea of just calling people live on air.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us this morning on the Empower Hour.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You are our last contestant today.
Ooh, all right. Here we go.
You know the rules of engagement. You got 2 minutes. So first, what is your business and what do you do? Plug and promote. And then you have another minute to let us know what you would do with $250,000.
All right.
Go.
So my name is Crystal, first of all, and my business is called Honeybook. It's an online inclusive bookstore where I sell products and books to work with the community and promote inclusion and diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my books, the why I started this was I found that a lot of books, even if you find books with Black characters, they're not by Black authors.
Right.
So what Very I go true. And yes, and this is something I've had such a hard time finding books by Black authors, or at least illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do with Honey Books, we look for books that are not just having Black characters or Black protagonists or other cultures, but the author, we celebrate the author as well. So the author is Black, or at least the illustrator is Black.
Nice.
And very
yes,
nice.
Yes, and also I like to promote people in the community, whether it's the Black community, Asian community, or Latinx community.
Mm-hmm.
And we support, sorry, I just lost the word, but
it's okay.
Authors, yeah, authors like from Montreal. We have one, Karine, and she has her book called Mais Magique, mm-hmm. and she's from Montreal. So we like to support independent authors as well.
I love that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So for the $250,000 question.
Yes. What would I do?
With 250K.
Yes. Ooh, that's a lot. So what I would do, I would love to expand my inventory by purchasing more books by people in the community. So at the moment, I do have some, but I need, obviously, to expand more. I get a lot of requests, a lot of people asking me if I can have their books in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And my budget is very low, so usually the answer is not at the moment. Mm-hmm. But that's what I would like to do, is to expand my inventory by helping more independent authors.
Mm-hmm.
I think we actually have some in our OFC community as
well.
Oh,
definitely. Yep.
Yes.
So you basically would be helping them.
Exactly. And that's what I'm, that's why I started this, because I know it can be difficult.
Okay. Right. Awesome. So you'd, yes, be supporting the up-and-coming author, actually. Matter of fact, we had Russell called. He was the first.
Russell's an author.
Yeah, he's an author. I know. Second. Yeah.
Myself, I'm an author. You could do it. I'm telling you. So
I know.
Possible.
I found a lot, actually. Yeah. Another thing that I'm working
wait,
on.
Wait, time is up.
Oh,
so
sorry.
That
okay.
is it. You had 1 minute, and that's what it is. We definitely appreciate you, Crystal, but I think you wanted to deep dive, so we will actually have you
we'll
back
have
on
you
the
back,
show
for
to
sure.
talk about what you're doing. So thank you
thank
for
you.
Calling. We appreciate you, sister.
That was
thank
awesome.
Thank you so much. Have a good
So basically, we are now wrapping up.
We
this
are wrapping
awesome.
Up. This
so
was a great one.
I really like, and again, guys, like the idea is to just to give you guys the opportunity to practice and to pitch and, you know, to like,
amen,
and for the community to hear what you have going on.
Yeah, because it's always good to spread your word. But, Farrell, this is it, kings and queens. This was the Empower Hour on TKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available live on Instagram, Facebook, at MPMTL EmpowerHour.com. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OMC, Long Life Productions, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.